Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is now February. Time just flew by. Valentine's Day just passed, and this episode is for those who are the single ladies out there, the single fellas out there, and those who are in a relationship but has been debating if they should get out of the relationship, how single life is gonna be, a little bit concerned. Like, this episode is for you. So I have been single for the last almost like 4 years now. I'm losing track of time, but basically ever since the pandemic. And I could confidently tell you, single, Valentine's Day, all of that year after year, it gets better and better. I used to be so afraid, like in the beginning when I was single, and because I was so used to being in a relationship most of my life, that just this idea of being single and then these special holidays that are for the couples, like, used to actually kills me. But I never thought that after more years of being single, and I'm getting younger, and I'm a woman, and it doesn't matter, because it actually feels like, not only that it feels like another day, but you as a person could actually become more like stronger, where it's not about being with somebody else or just anybody. Like, your standard and just the willingness to not settle down actually become stronger. And that's just like such a beautiful part. So I want to tell you guys about my Valentine's Day or holiday, and just like overall, like, I don't know, just sharing my experience of like how I got here, because I was not that girl. I was not that strong girl in the past, before, and I used to depend a lot on relationships. So like, for any of those of you out there that who is feeling that way, where you're like, oh my God, like, it was terrible for me, or I'm just not used to being single, this idea of just like not being with somebody, with a partner, just doesn't feel good right now, or you're in a relationship and you're like, you know, not feeling great in the relationship, it feels like you're basically by yourself, but just the thought of being single is scaring you, like, this episode's for you, because that was me. Like, that was me in the past, where I was that girl in a relationship, where I was in bad relationships that I was not happy about, relationships that I knew was not right for me. And one of the reasons why I was staying in some of these relationships, because the fear of being alone, this fear of not fitting in this societal norm of being in a relationship, especially as a woman in my 30s, or whatever the expectation that you have from your culture, from your friends, or from your family. Like, I was so just like letting that pressure get into me, where I made the wrong decisions to be around people longer than I should, and I stayed in those relationships, and I was just so afraid to be on my own, because I didn't know what it was gonna be like when I, you know, have no one to go dinner with, didn't have someone that I could call as my partner. Like, all of those things that I was really, really dependent on when I was in the road of choosing, like, to just, you know, stick it up, like, until I find someone that is right, like, just stick it out, just be single. The unknown was just so scary to me, and it took me a long, long time to choose the path that I chose, which is be single. And once I was single, it took a long time for me to become independent and confident and like learn my worth, understand my worth, and now becoming the person that I am, where I am single and it has been a while, And even when the opportunity present itself where, like, you know, guys like you or there's someone hitting on you and they're trying to get with you, but if they don't, like, they're just not meeting what your ideal partner is, or just they're not giving you the peace and the satisfaction and just things that you want in life, you're just like, no, like, no thank you, you know, not no in like a high horse way, but just like, I'm okay, like, I'm happy right now, like, I'm actually so happy and content now that unless, you know, you meet the person that is that awesome, that great, that brings out that much better out of you and in you, that you're like, you know, thank you, but like, no thank you, you know. And it just makes me so happy being here, because that is exactly how I feel now. And it's a feeling that I never thought I would, you know, feel before. And I want to share this because it was not always easy. I didn't always feel this way. Like, this past Valentine's Day, yeah, I had a guy, what I call a friend, which I guess in his eyes I wasn't a friend, because he, like, confessed that he liked me. But essentially, you know, I don't see him like that at all. And, like, it didn't even waver me at all in terms of, like, oh my god, like, somebody likes me. Like, okay, maybe I should give it a chance. Like, no, I know it's just not it. Like, I'm not feeling that. That's just not my intention. It's just not what I'm looking for. And I think about this because I think as a mid-30s woman, I think some of us, and I was, again, me, that was me, like, sometimes we think about, like, you know, like, does anybody like me anymore? Like, I question that sometimes. Like, I'm at a stage where I'm not in my 20s, I'm not, you know, whatever, at my prime or whatever. And sometimes if you're not super secure about yourself and someone likes you that it's decent, you know, not completely out of ballpark, you might waver, meaning, like, you might, like, okay, maybe I should give it a chance. Maybe I should, otherwise this, otherwise that. And it took me a long time to be at a place at peace with myself in a way that truly it's like, wait, like, life right now is pretty darn great. I welcome friendships. I welcome company. I welcome all of that. But when it comes to, like, a romantic partner, I don't feel the rush to settle down. I don't feel the rush to kind of, like, just let someone in my life just because they seem decent and they want to be in my life. It's, like, more than that. And I think that is just such a beautiful thing that I experienced, that I was able to grow into. Because if you asked me this question, like, 5 years ago, like, oh, like, so what? You're just going to be single forever? Or, like, you know, I think I would be like, no, I don't, you know, I don't even think I could imagine that, except now I actually could imagine that. Like, I'm not saying there's, like, no one I'll ever date from now on and forward, and that's how I would make it. Like, no, like, of course, like, if I do meet someone, great, that's amazing, that's awesome, I actually do want that, but do I need it? Will I feel incomplete without it? Like, at the moment, I don't feel that. Like, I actually feel fine. Every day I wake up, I barely ever even think about, you know, the search of a partner, or think about when am I going to meet my partners. Like, there's so many other things on my mind. And I wish, like, 5 years ago when I was going through hell in terms of, like, feeling depressed, unhappy, like, being in my basically early 30s, being learning for myself, like, being truly single and seeing all my friends get married and have babies, you know, honestly, that time period, I think as a woman in America, because in other country it's sometimes could be the pressure comes a lot sooner, but, like, as a woman in America, when you're in your, like, late 20s and 30s, that's really the time when you see a lot of your friends sometimes, like, get married, have kids. And that was around the time when I was having fallout with my friends, because I realized one of the things that me and some of my girlfriends bonded over was talking to each other about each other's relationships. And so when I didn't have that, I really felt like there wasn't anything that I could talk to them about. Or when I didn't want to talk to them about my relationships anymore, and I want to talk to them about other things that are interesting to me, like my work, career, motivations on other things, just life in general, I realized that was just not a topic that we were vibing on. Like, they always wanted to go back to, like, so when are you going to get married? When are you going to find a dude? And when I was trying to get my mind out of that, being, like, the center of my world, like, it was really hard. And I lost, like, friendships. I ended friendships because of that. Because these friends were just friends that I couldn't grow away from not being focused in relationships anymore. Because that was still, like, their top priority. And because I didn't have that, unfortunately, I was feeling a lot of pressure that I was being looked down upon from them because of it. Like, I couldn't even talk to them and connect with them that is not relationship related, and I was being judged because I was not, in their eyes, successful in having a, you know, marriage and things like that. So, like, we just, you know, I have decided to stop talking to some of them, and, like, it was just toxic. So I went through a lot. Like, I went through a lot in terms of when I became single, like, adjustment with not even just, like, my relationship life, but also some of my friendship life. And even now, like, being single, like, some of my even really, really good friends that understood me and encouraged me and, like, is happy for me just being happy. Like, one of my best friends, she has, like, kids and all of that. And, like, it is hard sometimes, you know, like, when you are the single, like, minority in the friend group and most of your friends are married with kids. Like, there is sometimes I feel this disconnect where it is hard to relate to. And those are, you know, still going to be moments where, you know, as, like, your friend and your close friend, you wish you could connect with them better. And I do feel that way. But does that interrupt my feelings of, like, then I want to settle down and just have a kid so I could relate better? Like, no. like, and I'm, like, really glad, and I want to talk about this, because when you're not in a relationship, the next thing that, you know, naturally you also think about is, like, what about kids? So for me, I'm also happy that I don't have kids right now. I'm in my mid-30s already, so I don't know, like, if I ever will have kids, but the thought of not having them is fine with me. At least, like, right now when I think about it, I think it's so fine. And I don't see how my mind would change, but I would never say never. And I will let things happen naturally. But that doesn't worry me. Like, the thought of having kids, like, I think it's really personal to people to people. And I think it is hard for both parties, like, people that have kids and not have kids, to talk about it sometimes, because, you know, as human, we like to support our own choice, right? So when you hear, like, if you're someone with kids and someone tells you how great life is without kids and vice versa, sometimes it could feel really uncomfortable because it is a really personal choice. So I personally don't like to talk about my happiness or whatever feeling that I get for, like, not having kids right now out loud, or even talk to my friends about it, because I don't want them to feel, you know, disrespected in any way, or that I don't think they're, like, doing God's work, because they are. That's, like, a really beautiful thing to, like, mother a kid, and I truly believe that. But for me personally, like, I'm happy with my choice of not having kids right now, and, like, I don't know, like, just Valentine's Day cruises by, and I just never thought how relaxed and normal, and, like, how I feel every year feels even more and more normal and better. Like, you just feel like, yeah, okay, cool, like, it's another day, it's a lovely day. And, like, I think before I would, like, maybe, like, not even think about it, but now it's anything, like, I think it's exciting, it's cute, like, I want to celebrate it with my friends, or, like, you know, do something cute for my parents. Like, it's like a holiday that you recognize, you're like, you're not hiding from it, and you acknowledge it, and you, like, make the most of it, and you're, like, happy that other people are happy, and it's a really great feeling. And I really wish that when I was going through all of that, like, depression and sadness at the beginning, when I was, like, adjusting with the relationship, like, new relationship status, which is single, and, like, the friendships and all of the pressure that I was going through, that I would have, like, something like this podcast to listen to. Because I remember back then, I was so desperate. I was literally, like, researching. I was like looking online, typing like, does it, like, how long does it like take to like heal a broken heart after a breakup, or just like not feeling like this. Like, I remember I was just going crazy. Like, every weekend would drive me crazy because I like don't have plans, because I used to just hang out with my boyfriend so much on the weekends and weekdays that I didn't realize how lonely I felt without it. Like, going through that phase and like the early years after that was just so difficult, and I remember that and I understand that. So for like any of you out there that went through the recent Valentine's Day, you're like, oh my god, like, that is terrible, I just can't wait to find another person to be with, or you're single, and I mean, you're not single, like, if you're single, you're having a hard time, yeah, like, totally get you. And if you're not single, yeah, you're in a relationship, but you're in a relationship that you know in your heart that is wrong for you, but you're having a hard time to let it go because just the fear of the unknown and the thought of singleness scare you. Like, just know that you could be so surprised how happy and content you could be with yourself if you just give yourself time to learn more about who you are, what makes you you, and take a step back and just think about life beyond just what this like societal norm, which is like, you know, have a partner and do this, like think about your life beyond that, because that was kind of something that I think I had to go through to really see the value of life and things beyond just a boyfriend or a partner or a girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like, because before, I think I did spend so much of like my time just thinking about my boyfriend at the time, for example, like whoever I was dating, actually, I just like spent so much time thinking about this relationship and like, what is he thinking? Is he cheating on me? Is he like, it was just so like, what's the point in a way? Like, why am I spending so much time on this one thing? And when I was able to take a step back and I think about like my career, my confidence as a person, how can I grow as a person? How can I become a better daughter to my mom and dad? How can I take care of them? What does it mean for me to, you know, live? Like, what are some accomplishments that I would be so proud of myself and making? Even if it means like just taking care of my mom and dad, just making sure they're happy. You know, it just like gives you more space and room to think about what matters to you, who you are, and just space and time for you to grow. And like, at first you're gonna hate it. Like, I hated it at the beginning. I just like, don't give me time. Like, I literally hated being by myself, and I hated quiet, I hated the space to even think. But I was forced there for a while, and honestly I'm like glad that I was forced there for a while. And when I say a while, like, honestly, the first, like, full year was pretty painful. And then soon after that, like, I was getting used to the pandemic, because that all happened around the same time. And, you know, like, in a way, like, I don't know if that's surprising or not, but in a way, like, the pandemic actually helped me out, because, like, when all of us were locked down and were forced to stay home, there was some sort of like feeling that I was getting that, like, you know, either way I had to stay home. Honestly, if it wasn't pandemic, I probably would have stayed home, because I had nowhere else to go. And like, you know, so there was a part of me that during that time, because all of us were kind of forced to isolate and like, you know, stay back, it gave me kind of like this sense of like, no rush, like, just take your time and like get used to being by yourself again. And that did help me, to be honest. Like, that the space of like some sort of calm came to me, where basically just like, okay, you know what, just chill. And it took some time, like, actually getting used to that. Like, I think it did really took maybe another year, so like a good maybe like 2 years or so, like, to really like first get used to just being by yourself and like letting yourself go crazy And then just slowly that craziness dies down a little bit where you start to feel at peace. You're like, okay, yeah, it's just a normal day. And then you start thinking about yourself more, and as you should, like, think about what are you all about. Like, I remember when I was like in relationships, I always depended my self-worth. I never even realized this until afterwards, like how much I relied on my partner to validate my worth, my, you know, my work even value. Like, I wouldn't even present a project at work unless my boyfriend at the time would say, like, yeah, this is a really good idea, like, I think it's good or whatever. Like, I felt like my own ideas and thinking wasn't enough. Like, until I get some validation from my partner, I wouldn't even talk about it or do anything about it. Like, I didn't even realize, like, how stupid that was and, like, how silly that was until I had the time to myself and that space to think about it more. I'm like, wait, I don't, you know, the ideas is good. Like, I don't need to ask my partner to validate me. I'm just gonna do it. Like, I trust it. That's when, like, you start to develop this sense of self and, like, you trust yourself and, like, but it takes time. Like, it really does. Like, if you're at a point in your life, you're like, no, but I don't think I am this. I don't think I'm smart. I don't think I'm that. Like, I felt that way too. And it really takes you, like, you have to want to learn about yourself. Like, you have to create a space for yourself and just be like really think about, like, what do you want? What are you all about? And I remember that time, what really helped me too is I was so curious. Like, even when I had a heartbreak, I was like, why is my heart feeling like this? Like, or why do people cheat? Why does marriage don't work? Like, whatever crap that was on my mind, I just wanted to research and learn about it. And I spent a lot of time, like, at bookstores and, like, reading articles, just, like, whatever it took for me to just get my mind off being crazy and just get some answers. And through that time, I felt like I was learning a bunch. And I think that's what it takes. Like, it's maybe there's other ways of, you know, you get your mind off things. But for me, learning new things makes me actually feel like a better and more powerful person when I'm like learning things. That helps me. I think for everyone, it could be something a little different. It could be you for a workout, you take control of your diet. Like, it could be all sorts of things. But I think time to yourself and you actually just being dedicated to yourself and wanting to be better, you would just be so surprised of like how happy and content and powerful you become. And whatever holiday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, doesn't even matter. Like, if you're happy with yourself and you're happy with your life, like, you know, partner, no partner, it's like a plus in your life. Like, if they add value in your life and they make you a better person, you bring out the best from each other, of each other, like, that's amazing. But if not, then, like, why waste your time? Like, because your day and what you're about and your worth is, like, already enough. So anyways, I hope this helps anyone out there that who's just like unsure about, you know, being single or is single right now, is just like not sure like about enjoying it fully. But yeah, okay, I'll talk to you next week. Bye.